Welcome back to Moms Unbothered, the show where we ditch the toxins, trust our instincts, embrace a healthy lifestyle, and don't care who it bothers. My name's Kate.
And I'm Jordan.
Today is another Q&A. In this episode, we're opening up and getting personal. We're answering some of the most common and juicy questions you've sent our way about our personal lives, if we would be friends with people who aren't crunchy, and the biggest surprises we've faced in marriage so far. Before getting into this, if you love conversations that challenge the status quo and help you to level up your health, take 2 seconds to hit that like button and subscribe if you're watching on YouTube, or leave a quick review if you're a podcast listener. It helps more moms like you find this podcast. And let's be real, the more of us out there, the less we have to explain why we don't let our kids eat McDonald's.
What up?
Hello, everybody. I forgot what we were doing for a second.
Like, hello? We were just chatting. How's it going?
It is going well. Barrett is at a football camp right now. Ooh. Yeah, with Joey. Here's the thing, is my child will misbehave in front of me 10 out of 10 times. Yeah. If he is with anyone else, he is proper. So it's just best I don't go to those types of things.
Okay.
Even if, like,
go ahead. Sorry. What?
I was going to say, even if Joey was there and I was there, he would still feel like he can be crazy. But like if it's just Joey there or just Chase there, like he acts proper. Yeah. So it's always just like baseball tryouts I never go to, camps if I can avoid it, I don't go to. It's just best if mom stays away.
Does he say anything about it, you not being there?
No, because like I go to all, like I go to practices, I go to games. Like it's just the only things I've never not gone to are he went to a baseball tryout and I didn't go to that. Just Chase took him, which I feel like, you know, that's a dad thing anyway. And then this football camp, I didn't take him to. So really, I've only ever not gone to 2 things. But I just feel when it's these type of things, it's best.
I read it's because they do that. They act out around one parent or not the other because they feel safe with you. So
yes,
you should feel good about that.
Yeah. And I told Joey that too, because Barrett is starting to act out in front of Joey, just like, you know, throw fits, yell. And Joey was like, I don't get it. He used to not do this. And I'm like, babe, that's actually a good sign because he's so comfortable with you. He feels like he can be vulnerable. He's like, oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. But yeah, out in public, if I'm there, he's not bad at all. And even in any stretch of the imagination, but it's just best if I don't go.
Yeah.
And he's just has the masculine energy around him for these type of things.
Especially for football.
Yeah.
It's gotta be tough.
Yes.
Well, I'm dealing with a major clogged duct. So I thought I would share what I'm doing because I'm in so much pain. This is actually, I got them a lot in the beginning and I'm almost a year into breastfeeding. So I was shocked that I've been getting them this week, but this is by far the worst one I've had. So I've been doing heat and ice, using like vibration, like toothbrush or something on there to try to break it up. I've been rubbing castor oil on there, magnesium lotion. I was getting mastitis on one side. So I've been taking raw garlic and echinacea and just massaging it. It hurts. Those things hurt. And nursing as much as possible. If I get really uncomfortable, I'll grab a hand pump and I'll use that too. But yeah, it hurts. It's brutal.
Yeah, it is. It's the worst. I didn't know how to properly use my pump for the first year, so I was getting mastitis left and right, and it truly, like, I can remember the pain. It's so terrible.
Yeah.
I was listening to a podcast the other day, and I forget, I think maybe it was Dr. Charlie and Nurse Lauren, I believe, and they were talking about mastitis, and they were saying it's actually it makes sense. It didn't click to me until I listened to the podcast, but it's like a lymphatic problem, like a lymphatic drainage problem. So they kept saying, you know, if you have like any lymphatic drainage supplements or tinctures or whatever, take those in addition, which never, I never knew that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I also have, Earthly's lymphatic cream. So I've been putting that on too.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Going.
And then I have a vibration plate that I like, you know, stand on for lymphatic drainage and I'll put my arms on there and let my boob shake. Do a little boob shake. So, and they help. It all helps. They normally don't last very long. Like usually by the time I go to bed and wake up, it's gone. But I think I was laying on it last night and it got bigger and I've been up since 4 just in pain. It's like no matter which way your boob flops and you're stepping, it hurts. So
yeah, that is the worst. Feels like you got punched over and over again in the chest.
It's awful.
Today we are doing a Q&A and we got all of your juicy questions. So we're just gonna go over and answer them.
Perfect. You start.
Okay. You guys are going to have to cut this while I find a good question. Here's a good one. How long were you and Joey together before you got married? We started dating in December. We got engaged in April and married in May.
Wow.
But I've known Joey for almost 2 years. So, I mean, that's yeah. still a short amount of time. But what one of the things that I felt like I knew for sure, because, you know, when you are dating someone and you never really know who someone truly is, even as a friend, until they face adversity or they face a hard time and you get to see the true colors of how they react. Joey had to face so much adversity with me, like turning him down and not being ready to date and ghosting him and rarely wanting to, you know, see each other when he lived in Florida. And it wasn't because I didn't want to. It was just because I was so anxious. But never once was he rude to me. Never once did he pressure me. So I like really got to see who Joey truly was. And that is why I was okay with moving so fast. Yeah. Because I could see the true him.
Yeah. I was the Joey in our relationship and Larry was the Mary Kate ghosting me and taking his sweet time. But you guys were like obsessed with us because we also got engaged in April and married in May. So
really, should we do an anniversary trip together?
We should every year. Okay. And then we'll baby moon together.
Jordan, we should.
And then we'll give birth together.
Yeah, can you give birth in Iowa in my house?
Let's go to Florida and give birth on the beach or something.
Yeah, yeah. Let's do water births in the ocean.
In the ocean with the dolphins.
Sharks come up.
Oh my gosh. That'd be crazy. That'd be wild. Also, we're having Joey on next week to do a little update on your nuptials. So,
yep, we are. We should record that tomorrow. If you have time, because Barrett is gone.
Perfect. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Okay. All right. I'm scared motherhood will be overwhelming and I won't be able to handle it. Is it hard? Is it as hard as I think it is? It's going to be. I have a lot of anxiety, as you can tell. Okay. This is something that's actually stuck with me when I was pre wanting a child. We got married thinking we probably weren't going to have kids. Like neither of us were just really into it. And I think that's because I was on birth control. But I always heard like everyone say like, oh, it's different when you have your own kid. Because I used to say like, oh, I don't want to pack up to go to the grocery store and like lug all this stuff around, which I actually now as a mom don't lug anything around. But everyone would always say it's different when it's your own kid. And that is literally so true. Like you can sit there with a friend's kid and like obviously you love them and care about them. But like, you get annoyed, like you're done with them, like you want to give them back, but it's so different with your own kid. And no, it's like not nearly as hard or scary as toxic mom culture online makes it seem. It's like the best thing in the world. It's just so different when it's your own little bundle of joy that you love so much.
Yeah, I agree. Also, it's in the preparation that you do before pregnancy and during pregnancy, before you give birth. Jordan and I had two very different postpartums because Jordan prepared. Mm-hmm. Jordan was knowledgeable. Jordan took the steps to know, like, hey, Larry is taking over absolutely everything when I am postpartum. My only sole focus is my baby. Mm-hmm. And that just makes a world of a difference. I was trying to do it all. I was trying to work. I was trying to clean the house, make all the meals, take care of a baby. And I remember someone saying, motherhood is not hard. It's everything else. Like motherhood inherently, no, I don't think is hard, but it's trying to do motherhood and everything else that makes it hard. And we're not meant to do it all. Mm-hmm. We are meant to be the mothers. Mm-hmm. I also want to say that in the thick of postpartum and like the sleepless nights, people forget that it's just a stage and they make themselves miserable thinking my life is over. It's never going to be the same. I will never sleep again. Like it's just a short stage. Infancy is so short. It is 12 months and then they're toddlers for a couple of years and then they're full blown kids, teenagers, whatever. Like it's so short.
It's so short. Yeah. I think they say you spend the majority of the time with your children, like before they're the age of 12 or something. Cause then they're like off doing things. and we're going to know our kids more as adults than kids. Yeah, just enjoy it. Whenever I'm like having a hard moment, I always start singing out loud, you're going to miss this. Mm-hmm. You're going to want this back. And it's true. We will. So truly. You got it. Doesn't have to be overwhelming and all scary. Also, listen to our last episode. We were talking about our postpartums and what we did. And that was, You'll probably gain some insight from that. But,
Okay. Interested in pregnancy, labor, and birth hot takes? I'll give one and you give one. Okay. Or you can give multiple.
Okay.
But my hot take is the phrase, eat whatever you want because you're pregnant, is so false. Mm. You should be nourishing your body the best of your ability when you are pregnant. It's not a free-for-all to eat whatever you want. And then people are like shocked. And I get the first trimester is hard. Also, I'm not judging because I literally ate one bowl of Cheerios a day in pregnancy because I was so anxious. So like, who am I to talk? But pregnancy is truly a time to nourish your body and not a time to eat all the ice cream or eat all the junk food. It's not our fault. It's society's fault for normalizing things that shouldn't be normalized.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I want to go back to the other question right before this.
She wasn't done.
Well, kind of, it's a hot take too about just like motherhood, I guess. Like, you can leave your kitchen dirty. Like, you know, if you're like that stuff's not important. Your baby's important. So like, if you're feeling overwhelmed, who cares about the toys on the ground or the mess on the counter? Like, save that shit for later. Who cares?
Also, baby wear. It's the ultimate hack.
Oh, yeah.
Babies are biologically designed to be attached to you 24/7 as a mom. That's not an exaggeration. Yeah. Just baby wear them. And then you have your hands free. I didn't know that. I didn't know even how to wear a baby on my chest. So I was like, I just held him 24/7 in one hand and tried to do stuff with my other. And it was horrible.
That's horrible.
And then I saw people, you know, use the carriers, and I was like, oh, that would have been so much easier.
I use a carrier every day and I use a tush baby every day now. So,
That's
highly recommend a tush baby. But yes, okay. Yeah. Other hot takes. I truly believe, and there's some better hospitals that are doing better, but I think hospital like OBGYNs and all that are like, it's like abuse. Like, they take advantage. It's predatory. There's no other way around it. There's such like ass backwards. What's the word I'm looking for? Protocols, and
it's just brainwashing.
Yeah.
And I'm not even trying to be rude. It's just they are taught textbook information from these companies that have an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
I think people go to be doctors and OBs and help people and be nurses. Like, that is amazing. And I think their heart is in the right place, but it's just, you're taught what your textbook says and there's so much more context that is missing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's hard for someone like Jordan and I to take it seriously when we're listening to these people speak to us. And it's like, how do I know more than you? And you went to school for this. Obviously, I don't know how to do an open heart. Like, I don't know anything like that, but it's just the small things that are so biologically normal and on point where they're really missing the mark.
They're prepared for an emergency in birth.
Yeah.
They are not prepared for physiological birth. And that's just like point blank. You hear all the time women go in just trusting full on with their first baby. And then that's kind of eye opening. They have to go through some sort of trauma or just like shock, and that's when they take charge for their second baby and start to learn more and see like how ass backwards it is. But like, we should kind of skip that first step, and just it should never be that. My heart goes out to women that didn't know better, and then I hope everybody's just trying to do better moving forward. And there are good doctors out there. There's good OBGYNs that are trained and like took the time to know how it's really done, but I would say the majority are just stuck in their ways. And one more thing, remember, hospital policy is not the law. Like, you can do whatever you want.
You won't get arrested.
You will not get arrested.
Telling them you're not going to give birth on your back.
They cannot turn you down. They can't turn you away. So you got this.
Amen. How about when they put you on the 24-hour clock when your water breaks?
What are they going to do? You mean if they're saying like we have to induce,
force you into a C-section?
Yeah, you can say no. You can absolutely, they'll make you sign some paperwork probably, which you could also say no to. But yeah, I mean, what are, they can't force a Foley bulb up your vagina. Well, they might try. Mm-hmm. So you really have to stand your ground and make sure whoever's with you, doula, husband, mom, whoever knows your desires too. And so they can speak up for you. Cause when you're in that labor land, you might not want to say anything.
Yeah. I did have the Foley bulb because I didn't know back then and I had to be induced, And honestly, it didn't hurt. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're like worried about the Foley bulb, because I always see TikToks and people always make it out to be the worst thing. I didn't feel it at all. I didn't feel a single thing. So if that gives anyone some, a little, you know, takes the anxiety off, happy to help.
And also, all this to say, if you want to be induced, that is great. And that is your choice. And I hope it is your choice. So, an informed choice.
I agree.
All right. Natural reflux remedy. So reflux, you're either having too much stomach acid or not enough stomach acid. You might notice maybe things like sugary things trigger it more, but apple cider vinegar is a great thing. Like you can dilute like a tablespoon before meals or something in some water, and that helps tremendously. Bitters help. But if you're having like really bad, I would recommend doing a stool test or something and working with someone for a you need some help, some protocols. But in the meantime, apple cider vinegar works wonders. And avoiding things that are triggering you.
Yeah.
And don't eat close to bed.
Mm. Okay. Are you big into getting blood work done annually? Also, pap smears and all of the things. This might be bad to say, but like I have not gone to a doctor since I think my 6-week check up with Barrett when I was like just dipping my toes into the crunchy world.
Which was what, 6.5 years ago now.
Yeah, that was my final straw because I felt like I was going insane. And I remember filling out the questionnaire and it was like, how do you feel? Are you anxious? Are you depressed? And I was like, I'm not telling you guys because you're going to put me in the loony bin. So I just answered, I feel great. And I remember I went in, gave him the paper. I had the male doctor at our local OGBYN, and he said to me, are you ready to get on birth control so that this, meaning my son, doesn't happen again? And I remember looking at him and just being like, what in the beep did you just say to me?
What?
Yeah, isn't that so rude? And then I was just like, yeah, I'm so over you guys and I hate you all. And then that's the last time I went to the doctor ever, except I did get antibiotics. I went to a walk-in and got antibiotics one time because I had mastitis so bad. Mm-hmm. And I even brought in a probiotic bottle because this, again, like I still was just like, just, you know, warming up to the crunchy life. I remember I brought in probiotics and I was like, would this be good to take after my antibiotics? And she was like, I guess if you want to, you don't need to. And I was just like, yeah, I'm so done with you guys. I'm so done with the Western world.
So to answer your question...
Yeah, did I even answer the question? No, I don't go to anything and I don't do anything.
We do. So, well, that's not true. We do the Dutch hormone test once a year.
Yeah, I do all the holistic things. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to the doctor to do routine things. Yeah. But yeah, I do like blood work with a holistic practitioner. Yeah. I do Dutch test. I do the oats test. I've done other urine tests. Like I avidly do testing on my body for sure. Mm-hmm. It's just I'm not routinely going to my primary physician and being like, hey, can you run my labs? Because the one time they did run them when I was pregnant and I had all the things wrong with me, my thyroid, mold, all that, they said my labs came back normal. And I was like, that just can't be right. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't do the routine, but I do a lot of preventative stuff with holistic doctors. Sorry, guys, that was confusing. I'm such a
The thresholds for the allopathic medicine versus like the holistic side of things are completely different. So what they say is normal from the doctors may not be. It could be super low or super high, or you need a little tweaking. So yeah, I definitely think it's a good idea to check in with your body, see where you're at. Even if you're feeling good, you don't know. I mean, you could be feeling even better than you are.
I think testing is great. Yeah. It's important. Just I'm not doing it at my doctor's office. That was my basis I was trying to cover, and I got sidetracked. Okay. Oh, it's your turn.
Okay. Okay, yeah. two crunchy things have not worked for me. Ashwagandha messed with my skin and cycle, and tallow also made me break out. Yeah, so many things are not, I don't think anything's one size fits all, to be honest, except for
literally
drinking
nothing.
Water. Maybe, but
yeah. Even like Arma colostrum, mm-hmm. like personally, I was taking it and then I did my testing and my doctor was like, stop taking Arma. Your gut's not ready for that. Yeah. Like nothing is one size fits all. And that's why testing is so important, but especially ashwagandha, that mm-hmm. can mess with you sure.
Yeah, I would never. I mean, I definitely have blindly taken things before, but yeah, I mean,
yeah.
if it doesn't work for you, it doesn't work for you. Don't push it just because it works for someone else, you know?
Yeah. For sure. That's so important. And even creatine, like so many people promote it and say women should be taking mm-hmm. this. And it's like these influencers who, yeah, promote, you know, seem like they really know their stuff, mm-hmm. but it's not one size fits all. Mm-hmm. And like for me, creatine was a horrible idea because my liver wasn't mm-hmm. functioning properly and I couldn't break down everything. So I have to stay away from creatine. But mm-hmm. creatine for the average person, probably okay. It's just so individual.
Mm-hmm. That's where testing can come in handy too.
Mm-hmm. I keep getting so many questions about the nervous system regulation and it's such a loaded answer that I always like, I don't avoid talking about it, but everyone keeps asking what I did to heal my nervous system. First, I'm going to recommend two accounts that I love for anxiety and just anything to do with your mental state and the nervous system. And it's Peace From Within. We need to have her on the podcast. And then Dr. Ashley Moreland is a great one too. And then it's called Panic to Peace, I believe is her page. I don't know. If you guys go through my following, you can see I don't follow that many people. And there's two anxiety accounts that I follow. And it's like very obvious from their usernames. But anyway, they talk all about like mindset and thoughts, because a lot of us get caught up in our thoughts of like, we will have an intrusive thought and just immediately believe it. And that was me. And they've really taught me to be like, every thought is neutral. Whether you're thinking I'm thirsty or I'm going to die in birth, this one has no more power than this mm-hmm. one. And that really helped me to calm down. But also, I think one of the biggest things for me was when Joey moved here, I felt like I was finally safe to just let go. And I do attribute like a lot of my nervous system healing to having such amazing support mm-hmm. and he took a lot of burden off of me. So I think like if you can have people around you that can help you feel safe, that was key for me. But it's just such a loaded question yeah. and that's why it's hard for me to answer, because like there's so many bits and pieces that I did. And I did work with Dr. Ashley Moreland on regulating my nervous system the first time, and that did really help. So hopefully that gives people at least some direction, but it's such a loaded
beautiful insight.
Thank you.
Okay, safer alternatives to Botox. Bee venom, mm-hmm. red light therapy, facial massaging, eating healthy, sunlight, moisturizing, all the things.
Red light therapy.
Yeah, said that. Thanks for listening.
Oh. Yeah, you're welcome. I was looking for another question.
I've heard great things about bee venom. It is expensive, though. Oh, also, yeah, what's the one you like? The Oliveda?
Oliveda, I love it. F59 it's called Botox in a Bottle, and I do love it. And I do think I have pretty good skin, and I use it.
You do, because I love when people are like, this bitch uses Botox. And you're like, thanks, I don't.
People are always commenting on my videos, and it's always when my face looks puffy, like right when I film in the morning, and I'm like, you guys don't actually know, like, I just woke up, and like, this is my, like, puffy face plump. And they think I get filler. Yeah. Ooh, can you and Jordan make a baby registry of all the stuff you'd recommend?
I get asked this a lot. I was just talking to Larry about it this morning. I think I'm going to do it.
Yeah, you should.
We can put your name on it if you want. I'll do all the work.
Perfect. It's my kind of teamwork. You do it all and slap my name on it.
Well, actually, when you thought you were pregnant from ChatGPT a few weeks ago, you're like, I don't even know what to buy. You're going to have to send me what you put on your registry. So. Because you've been out of it for so long.
I have been out of the game for so long. If someone were to ask me for diaper recommendations, I would be like, I have no idea.
Coffee creamer recommendations. Cream. Real cream? Milk? A little vanilla? A little maple syrup or something? I mean, what more do you want?
Califia Farms has a plant-based creamer. Califia Farm Organic. You have to get the organic one. It doesn't have gums. It doesn't have fillers. It has like very minimal ingredients.
Yeah. When getting that cream, look with for no gums and no carrageenan. Carrageenan. So, yeah, I don't. Yeah. A little cinnamon, maybe nutmeg if you're into that. I don't know. I don't drink coffee, but it doesn't have to be too hard. Same for someone asked about clean syrups for drinks. You can just make your own little maple syrup. You can like let it soak with like fruit if that's what you're looking for, like fruity flavors. I don't know.
Holistic Mother, actually, on her link tree, she has a link to some better choice like syrups, coffee syrups.
Okay.
Also like this is my everyday dose, and it's just water, obviously the everyday dose, and then like a little bit of milk and a little bit of maple syrup and a pinch of sea salt, and I think it's so good. Has Joey bought all you this jewelry? Love your bracelets. Yeah, he has. I know nothing about jewelry, you guys. I don't know anything. And honestly, I've never really been into it. I've never been into it, actually. But yes, my jewelry is all from Joey. He loves to buy me nice things. Larry loves to buy you nice things, too.
He does, but I show him the nice things. He's like, he doesn't know the nice things. He's just,
I don't know the nice
things. Yeah. He, like I said, I'm the Joey in the relationship and you're the lady for sharesies.
Yeah.
Can you explain what grounding is? So grounding's just getting out in the dirt, in the grass, in the outside, touching the ground, touching the earth. It's good for like reducing inflammation and stress. Like these are actual studies too. This isn't just some woo-woo stuff. But like lower cortisol, improving your sleep and circadian rhythm when you're getting out there first thing in the morning and night. It's good for heart health, mental clarity.
It's so good for your hormones too. Hormones. I was listening to the podcast with Alex Clark and I forget who the gal was, but she was saying that she was having trouble getting pregnant. And the one thing she did was fix her circadian rhythm by like going outside in the morning, touching grass, and then doing it before bed too. That was all she did. So really nature gives us so many things to naturally heal us.
And it's like just a mood booster. Like you'll just be happier. And also, I mean, I saw this funny meme and it was like taking a, you know, like a VHS out or a video game and blowing on it is the equivalent of like taking your kid outside and it's like a reset for them. And it's true. Like kids are happier outside. Like we're meant to be outside and we're from nature and we're one with nature and try it.
Touch some grass. Let us know how you feel.
Like, yeah, I don't know like how people live like in a big city. I mean, I guess there's like little grass mounds on the sidewalk. Go touch those with the dog shit and stuff. Still better than nothing, but
yeah, like Arizona, they use turf a lot because it's so hot out there. You just guys, you don't have anything to touch grass with. How to get stains out of messy toddlers' clothes? I like Miss Mouth's non-toxic spray. It seriously works like a charm.
I've heard it works really well.
So good.
Baking soda and vinegar work too.
Yeah, that too.
Or like an oxygen booster. What are your non-negotiable everyday wellness habits?
I would say mine are getting outside first thing in the morning. I try not to turn on any lights when I first wake up. I like to, like, even when I go to the bathroom, I'll just open the blinds so I get natural light in. And then I will tongue scrape. That's one of my hacks. And then I'll go outside, touch grass. Joey and I usually go on a walk in the morning. Just really, if you can have like even the tiniest little routine, even if you only go for a 2-minute walk or something, just like get outside and do something for yourself. I feel like that really sets you your day up for success. I also always eat a nourishing breakfast and I try to make it lower in carbs, except today I did have a tortilla. But I feel like if you can eat a healthy breakfast, that really just changes the trajectory of your day. So otherwise you're just like craving junk, don't feel your best. Yeah, those are some of mine. What about you? Oh, and I don't touch my phone in the morning. First 30 minutes, do not touch my phone.
Okay, good.
And then I will send you, and then I send Jordan a snap every morning.
I do all those things as well. Non-negotiables, I will get steps in, whether it's like inside on a walking pad, but I always try to do it outside. And I always get outside first thing in the morning. Water.
Wait, are you touching your phone right when you wake up?
No. My phone's not even in the room. Yeah. Most of the time.
Okay. Super crunchy of you.
But no, yeah, I try not to look at my phone. And then, yeah, water. I always drink 100 ounces of water every day. But I'm also breastfeeding, so I'm like very thirsty all the time. But yeah, those are definitely my non-negotiables. Let's see. Also, no screens before bed, too. I don't do.
Yeah, that's bad of me. I do it. Joey and I realized I have been drinking a gallon or more of water a day because we've been buying the huge 5-gallon Mountain Valley jugs.
Mm-hmm.
We get it's like on a subscription now. And if anyone's wondering, yes, we still love Aqua True, but Joey is just like way crunchier when it comes to water. Anyway, and I just drink so much water, but I think it's because when I did my testing and when I just had my friend Jill muscle test me, sometimes my cells aren't I'm not absorbing nutrients on a cellular level. So I'm wondering if it's like I'm not being hydrated on a cellular level, therefore I'm like way thirstier. I don't know though.
Interesting. Could be maybe you need more salt too.
But I just put so much salt on my foods. I don't know.
Interesting. Oh, someone said we should do a crunchy women's retreat. I think we did mention that at one point, lightheartedly, but that could be really fun.
Yeah, that could be. That could be fun. I say Florida.
I'm so down with Florida. This woman's in Argentina. That wouldn't be, I mean, it would be a trek, but it wouldn't be too bad for her to get there.
Joey was like asking me, because we were watching Amazing Race. He was trying to quiz me on where countries were, and I was like, don't do that. I don't know anything. I couldn't even confidently tell you where the 50 states are. I just didn't pay attention in school.
I didn't either, but I do know geography.
It's like it's common sense.
Yeah, and I know I've said this before, but we've been watching a lot of Jeopardy, and I'm like, I'm going on Jeopardy because the stay-at-home mom was just on there, and I was like, that's badass. So I went on the Jeopardy website, and I was like, I'm going to apply to be on Jeopardy, and it's like, okay, first take this practice test. I took like, it was like 30 questions. I did 6 of them. I said, okay, I need some more time before I go on Jeopardy.
You represent the stay-at-home moms.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, how about this? How to get your period back after an eating disorder. I'm scared of gaining weight.
I say this with love, but it doesn't sound like you're completely over the eating disorder if you're scared to gain weight, I guess. So definitely more emotional and mental nervous system work. But to gain weight, I mean, lifting weights, just lots and lots of protein, lots of carbs. You need to be in a caloric surplus. So okay, maybe go to like a bod pod or something and find your baseline, your metabolic rate baseline, and how many calories you should be eating. And you need to be eating at least probably 300 or 400 calories more than that, I'd say.
Yeah. And also, I think self-love is really important. Mm-hmm. And thinking of foods, instead of thinking of like, how many calories is this? I always approach my meals with like, how nutrient dense can I make my meals?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just like learning to like really love yourself and be like, because we only get one body, you guys. And I think it's such like a nonchalant thing to say, but it's so true. Mm-hmm. You really only get one body and one mind. And why are we so mean to ourselves, but we're so nice to everyone else about the same, you know, you never look at your friend and be like, oh, you gained weight. Or if you do, you're a shitty friend. But, you know, we should really talk to ourselves kinder, because I was telling one of my best friends this, who like struggles with her weight. Like, I would never look at her and say, like, think in my head, like, oh, you gained weight, or like, oh, I don't want to be your friend because you gained weight. And it's like, we just tell ourselves these crazy little lies. And it's just like, we would never think those things about someone other else. People.
Yeah, that's so true. I know I shouldn't. I'm going to get yelled at for telling an eating disorder person to count calories. But I mean, I was just answering the question. That's the only way to gain weight is you have to be in caloric surplus. Yeah. But yeah, you had a much more kind, elegant thing to say. Listen to both of us.
Yeah. It's just so true. You just think about food as like nourishing, and we got to get off like the low calorie TikTok and no fat, you know, free, no carbs. And fat free. That I actually, you know, when you watch someone's TikTok and then they keep coming up, I was watching this girl who was on Skinny Talk, and I was genuinely concerned for her hormones, because breakfast it's egg whites, lunch it's no fat Greek yogurt. Dinner, she even like her coffee, it was no fat milk. And I'm just like, we can't be, people are worried about our pages giving people eating disorders. that is an eating disorder. Mm-hmm. If you are genuinely only using zero fat things, like mm-hmm. that's so detrimental to your hormones.
Mm-hmm.
We need fat. Mm-hmm. Fat is not the enemy.
No, yeah. Just, yeah, real foods. Mm-hmm. Real foods. And single ingredient foods are like so nourishing and they're like, they give us everything we need.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm not saying like, okay, if you want to buy cottage cheese, that's not full fat. Like, that's not the end of the world. Yeah. It's just you can't be eating the zero calorie butter and then at lunch you're having zero calories and you're only eating chicken breast, never with skin on it. It's just we need fat and you'll feel so much better. Yeah. Your hormones will feel so much better.
Especially as a woman. You're right.
Yeah.
I'm going to get yelled at for that, my answer. I feel it.
It's okay. Do people ever say anything? I've never gotten...
I have not gotten anything. Well, there's some comments on some of our video, like on YouTube, there were some people disagree. But I've actually this week I've gotten like an overwhelming amount of support for the podcast. So thank you, everybody. That's really sweet. I love seeing your kind messages. And I know Mary Kate probably gets tons of messages and overlooks them. So I always relay to her what they say. Well, not always. She does. There's some I haven't shared with you, but I will share them.
Are they mean?
They're really nice. I don't know if you get annoyed that I'm constantly screenshotting you all these nice messages, but thank you for sending those.
Are you strict about corn and soy free chicken? I wasn't until Joey moved here, and now I posted on my story yesterday that Joey never spends money because he really doesn't, but he will ball out for his meats, his dairy, anything that has to do with food. So he spent $1,000 the other day, and it will last us a very long time, but on soy-free, corn-free, pasture-raised chicken that he like gets sent in. I think it's from 1916 farm, maybe. And Seven Sons, I believe we buy from there too. But yes, we do. I did recently switch to like all high quality, but that wasn't the case always.
Yeah.
Like for the first 4 or 5 years, I was not only eating the high quality meat. I was still getting some conventional.
Whatever you can get before it is going to be the best. But yeah, definitely for chicken, that's one thing I try to really look out for. We had to return some of our chickens, ended up being roosters. So I brought them to the farm yesterday. Wait, was it yesterday or 2 days ago? I returned them to the farm we got them from. Anyways, she's just a small, like, local farm. And she's got over 200 chickens. They are just, she doesn't even give them feed. They're literally just living on bugs. Like, they're all organic. They're literally doing what they're meant to be doing. And they're processing a bunch this weekend. So we got 10 chickens from her, whole chickens. Guess how much she's selling them for? Joey's going to kick himself. $2.25 a pound. $2.25 a pound. It's so cheap.
Tell her she needs to raise her prices.
I said, what? Did you say 22? She was like, no, $2.25. Because she's just a little hobby. I mean, not little. She's got 100 acres. But I was like, yeah, I will take 10 of those, please. Probably more.
That's crazy.
So I'm very excited. And it just tastes better, too. It looks better, tastes better. And they don't, you know, conventional chickens, like, washed in bleach and full of hormones and stuff. So it's tough. Yeah.
Yucky. Are you going to eat your chickens?
No, not my chicken. I was actually really more sad than I thought I was going to be dropping the roosters off at the farm.
Did you cry?
I didn't cry, but I said, okay, no, I'm going to cry. I said, bye, boys. Well, then I got sad too, thinking like, they're probably so much happier there than they were at my house.
Until they get eaten.
I just, you
wait, do you eat boy chickens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She actually was like, some roosters were fighting. She's like, those are going to be the first to go. And I was like, oh, God.
She wanted you to feel comfortable that your chickens would be well taken care of. She's like, yeah, I'm going to kill these ones that are acting up.
She was like, we're not processing these ones this weekend. We give that because I got them from her. So she was like, we give them a year to bulk up. But
oh,
she said next year there'll be dinner.
That's okay.
They'll be happy.
Circle of life.
And that's the other thing, buying, you know, pasture-raised chickens is they're happier. So no cortisol. You're not eating that. But yeah, circle of life. Do you bake much? If so, what flour do you use? Yeah, flour's definitely one I buy organic because flour's like super sprayed with glyphosate. But yeah, organic flour, acorn flour is really good. If you have more of a gluten intolerance, it's a little easier to digest. But
give the people some brands.
The Costco one's got a good organic one. Bob, what's it called? Bob's Red Mill.
But they're not all organic, so you need to specifically look for that organic one. Same with, there's another one. Actually, maybe it is Bob's Red Mill that I have downstairs. But yeah, you just got to make sure it's the organic
Jovial is a good acorn one. That is expensive. Ballerina Farms actually came out with a flower. I really want to try it, but if you want to look for one online, that's a good one.
Okay, I'm going to tell you it, and then we can decide if we're going to do both or just yours.
Let's just do both.
Okay. What's something that has surprised you most about marriage?
Okay, let's start with mine, because I got to think about that.
Okay.
Okay, would you rather have a person come clean your house every day or cook for you every day?
Clean for me every day, for sure.
I don't know. I think about Joey this already, every day.
Joey already cooks for me.
Oh, there you go.
I'm just kidding, guys. I cook for him too. Sometimes people actually think that I just like contribute nothing to this relationship.
Joey posts all those. My sort queen got me. Dang.
Yeah.
All those things.
Made chicken salad.
Hey, you could mess up chicken salad. So,
yeah. Also, guys, I make a substantial amount of money. It's not like I like to joke about me using Joey's money when in fact, we make the same amount of money. So just for the people who think I only use Joey for his money, I didn't need him for his money.
And you know what? If you did, who cares?
And if I did,
it's not their business.
Sorry, you didn't get the same, I guess, if you're mad about it.
I love those comments where they're like, may this love find me.
Yeah, may this love attack me.
Okay, yeah, I think I'd want someone to cook for me, but it would have to be like my way. Like, you know, obviously my ingredients, and I don't know. Cause then sometimes I look at my toilet and I'm like, I don't want to scrub that today.
Yeah. See, that's where I'm at, is just like, I hate folding clothes, putting them away, wiping down every little crevice of every part of your house.
I didn't even think about the clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's where it gets me, clothes.
I think you're right. I think I'd rather have a cleaner.
Yeah. I'm 100% getting a cleaner, a once a week cleaner when we move into this, or every other week is fine. I don't care. I don't clean that much. For the new house, because it's not my thing.
You're just a stay-at-home mom, though. You should be cleaning.
Yeah. Or I'm not allowed to say I'm a traveler.
Okay, what was yours? What surprised you the most about being married?
That this shit is forever, ever. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm locked in.
Because I'm going to say this, and people are like, well, just wait, because you just got married. But just... I think it's so many people act like marriage is the worst thing ever and your partner is such a hassle and just will piss you off because they never help. But really, marrying someone that is competent is key, and it's nice.
You guys married the wrong person. Yeah.
Yeah. I think what I'm most shocked about is just how settled and like confident I feel in everything now, because I just know that I have a partner who can back me up. Like when I had the realization that like, oh, it's not all on me anymore, that was so comforting.
Yeah, there is like this sense of like, yeah, like comfort, I guess, like ultimate endless trust, I guess, like after you get married. And if you don't have that feeling, maybe you did marry the wrong person. I don't know. Like it's like this just like, yeah, I don't know how to explain it. It's like,
yeah, it's just like a calmness has just washed over you, because if there's a problem, you don't have to solve it on your own. You have a partner who you can come together and work as a team. And that is just so comforting to always know. And also to always know that when I want to not do social media anymore, I don't have to worry about having a job.
Yeah.
That is comforting too. Yeah.
I'm trying to think if anything like really surprised me, I guess.
I feel like this is more just for, but
I was going to say, and I love my husband so much. I was surprised men shed like their hair as much as women do. Like I was finding hair everywhere. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know if Joey sheds, but maybe it surprises me how type A Joey is. And don't get me wrong, because he can be flexible and like, it's never, we have to do things this way or I can't function. It's never like that, but for example, this morning, little boys pee on the seat on the toilet. So you, and I tell Barrett all the time, wipe it. Sometimes he doesn't remember, whatever. So like whenever I'm going to pee, I always am looking at the seat before. And Joey went to poop this morning and he sat in Barrett's pee and he was distraught. He thought it was the grossest thing in the world. Like,
oh my gosh, poor buddy. Like,
yeah, Joey doesn't even, when Joey flushes the toilet, he uses his foot, even at home. That's how, like, type A. That's, or maybe it's OCD.
Yeah.
And same with the toilet seat. He always puts it down, the lid, I mean, with his foot.
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even wear gloves when I, like, wash the toilet or anything.
Me either. Are we supposed to? Joey probably does, honestly.
Someone was staying at my house and they're like, where's your gloves to do the dishes? And I was like, what? I do remember my mom having gloves to do the dishes, but I don't.
My mom does that.
I don't care.
Me either.
But yeah,
Oh, wait, let's answer this one. This last one, okay? Could you be friends with someone who doesn't follow your lifestyle and values?
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely. I don't judge. I mean, if they're going to like go around killing people, I don't think I'd want to be their friend.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Like I have like a core friend group from college and two of us are mega crunchy. It's me and my friend Kayla. And then there's two that are not, Maddie and Lainey. And we just all vibe. It's never like, you know, Michaela and I will be talking about our anti-vax stuff and like Maddie and Lainey don't care at all. They just are. Yeah. It's just nobody's ever judging what the other people are doing. It all just intermixes. Well,
I don't have a single crunchy friend besides you. No, I don't have a single crunchy friend. Even my chiropractor, she's very crunchy. And she said to me the other day, she's pregnant. And I said, send me your registry. And she was like, don't judge me for some of the things on there. I'm like, it's all good vibes. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I guess. I mean, my friends who aren't crunchy have babies. I'm not going to buy them Johnson & Johnson if it's on the registry. Course, I'm always going to send them Better Choice because I don't think they really care. But I would never blatantly, I'm never calling anyone out for what they're doing. And I think people are afraid we will.
Yeah. We're just good times.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're just here for time.
If someone announces they're pregnant, though, I will say, don't vax that baby.
What are you thinking about for shots?
Yeah. I used to buy my friends the Circle of Mamas pamphlet, and I would just hand it out like candy to people.
How'd that get in that bag?
Yeah. And when I was like really going down the deep hole, she has postcards too, and I used to leave them in grocery stores.
That's so smart. We should like print little QR codes and leave them places.
Mm-hmm.
That's smart.
That's a good idea. But yeah, short answer, no, I'll be friends. We'll be friends with anyone. You don't have to be crunchy. It's not my whole personality. It's just what you mostly see on our pages because that our pages are about living a crunchy lifestyle. But I will go eat nachos with someone.
Oh, I don't know if I will, but
I would. I love a good nacho.
I'll make nachos. We can have nachos at my house.
She'll use masa chips.
Yeah.
Have you even had those?
No, before? I've never had them. They're so expensive. Ugh.
They are. I'll send you some. I get so much sent to me.
So yeah, if you're just nice and funny and you can take a joke, we're just good to hang out.
Amen. Nobody's judging you.
Nope. All right. This was a fun one. Send us all questions if you ever have any. All right. Bye. That's it for today's episode of Moms Unbothered. If this conversation made you think differently, question the norm, or even just feel a little more empowered in your health journey, do us a favor. Share this with another mom who needs to hear it.
If you're loving the show, the best way to support us is by leaving a quick review, subscribing, and connecting with us on social media. It helps us reach more moms who are ready to take back control of what goes on, in, and around their families. We'll be back next week with another conversation, but until then, trust your instincts, question to everything, and stay unbothered.